A young Welsh artist named Jem has released her first full-length CD. It's called Finally Woken, and it's released on Dave Matthews' label, ATO, which is a subsidiary of the major label RCA. Day-to-Day music critic Christian Bordahl talked to Jem about her album.
I wanted to make a record where, I mean, obviously there's some slower tracks, but really my thing has always been that I want every track that as soon as it comes on, you can't help but nod your head, you know, just obviously my influences with sort of dance music have come in and I've kind of merged the sort of hip hop dance element that I like with sort of structured songs.
It doesn't feel like a hip hop record, though.
No, I mean, I shouldn't really use the word. I mean, I don't think it's definitely not hip hop. I just mean that in terms of if someone came into the mix and you took everything off and you just heard the beats, mm-hmm. they really are amazing. You know, they're really right. full on. And I'd probably release them on vinyl or something because, you know, even I was going, my God, did we do that? You know, they're really, really good. The beats and the bass on every track are
slamming.
Yeah. You know, Stevie Wonder is my absolute, he's the one, he's just amazing, you know, and I've got all his records and soul. I love Dusty Springfield, Marvin Gaye, Sam Cooke, all that kind of thing, and that's generally what I listen to now, even though it's not very modern, you know, that's what I listen to at home.
She may listen to the old soul greats, but when Jem goes into the studio, she's not afraid to make use of new technology. And that sometimes leads to a new way to compose. Instead of writing a song the old-fashioned way like Marvin Gaye or Stevie Wonder might have done, and then rehearsing and recording it with a band, these days, an artist like Jem will often start by creating some cool grooves or beats with her producer. In this case, Jem was working with hip-hop and electronica producers Geology and Yoad. And then once they have a groove, they'll add some sounds and instruments, and then, finally, they'll write a song to fit the track they've built.
With I took a vinyl record to Geology, and we chopped it up, and then we put beats to it, and I had the backing track, which I took away, and I wrote the song, and then when I came in with Yoad, we kind of found the crazy kids and put the mandolins in and the guitars and everything.
But it isn't just the samples. I mean, I'm thinking of, like, that little choral line that you have, you know, ba ba.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's pretty, but that, yeah. No, that's part of a sample. When we put that in, we just looked at each other and went, what are we doing? You know, like, what on earth? And I remember playing it to my management. I remember, they were like, what is that? Like, what are you doing? You know, but then after a few times, you couldn't not have it in there. I'm sorry, so sorry.
Jem left Wales when she was 18 to go to college in Brighton, which is a hip funkster college town come seaside resort south of London. She says she got drawn into the happening music scene there right away, which didn't leave a lot of time to study.
I actually studied law, which is...
Really?
Yeah, I did.
And did you get a law degree?
I don't know how I did, but I did eventually, because I didn't really go to much things, you know. As soon as I got there, I started working in music on the side, you know.
Right.
And in fact... In my final exam, someone came over because they thought I was in the wrong exam. So they'd never seen me before, and they were like, this is the law exam. And I was like, yeah, I know.
Jem's new CD is called Finally Woken, after the title track. She spoke with Day-to-Day music critic Christian Bordahl. Day-to-Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.